Hello, you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery. And we are back with another Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Now, I know it's been a while since my last podcast. I was going to do it yesterday, but yesterday I just got home from a trip to Washington, D.C. as part of my senior trip, because we are graduating on Sunday. And, we went to Washington, D.C., we went to a Nationals baseball game, we checked out Lucky Strike down in Washington, D.C. Went to the bowling. We went on a very exciting ghost tour. And the next day, we went on to National Mall. Checked out the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial and the Vietnam War Memorial. And at the Lincoln Memorial, I got this amazing book called Abraham Lincoln Quotes, Quips, and Speeches. And I can't wait to get into it. And then we went to the National Zoo, and on the bus trip home, I was basically like, in and out of days. And basically, what I told myself when I get home was like, take a shower, say goodnight to Queen Elsa, go to sleep. Basically, Aunt Elsa would understand completely that I needed my rest to get through the day next day. Anyway, I just got done watching Olaf's Frozen Adventure because who cares if it's May? And it doesn't mean you don't have to watch a Christmas special in May. I was thinking about this this podcast episode because thinking of Inside Out because that one was a really good movie, going through the basic emotions: joy, sadness, fear, disgust, anger. And I was thinking, looking at that movie, why not they make a sequel to this? It hasn't been in the discussion at all. Like, it's not been in discussion. So I decided to bring this up in today's podcast episode, why don't we make it Inside Out 2? Because, near the end, Riley, comes in contact with a boy, and we... Because it's time to talk about the boy, 12 years old, starting a new life, new friends. Why don't they start Inside Out 2, where, that's the basic thought of Riley's grown up and has started her own family. That's probably not, it's just, like I said, it's just a thought, because, I think that would be pretty sure a really great idea in my books, because they made great sequels in the past, The Lion King 2, where one of the outsiders who was Scar's son ends up joining the good side, and with the upcoming Incredibles 2 and Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2, and in 2019 we're gonna have the long-awaited Frozen 2. I was thinking, hey, why not in the future they make an Inside Out 2? See what the emotions get stirred up in a sequel. Because, basically, we learned that, doesn't always need to be joy in life. There has to be sadness, has to be every emotion. sorry about that. Basically, I am, saying that if we had Inside Out 2, wouldn't that be a style way to bring out a movie? Because Inside Out was, like I said, it was spectacular in my books. And, Riley, like I said, turned 12 in near the end of that first Inside Out movie. And she just caught Ira, her first boy. And we actually got to see emotion inside of that boy. And we got, in the credits, we got to see, emotions, for other people, including animals. And we got, and teachers, and, things all around us. Basically, my guess is, it would be good to see to have an Inside Out 2. Just saying. And, what I do, why do anything just to see a sequel like that? And I think it will be fun to have a sequel to a movie that talks about emotions. But why not? It's a sequel. They made successful sequels in the past. Why not try another sequel? Because I've already talked about the possibility of a sequel to Brave. Disney Pixar's Brave. You know, and we like that we're going to get upcoming sequels to movies like Wreck-It Ralph, The Incredibles. The Incredibles 2. Because The Incredibles 2 is like 14 years in making. Frozen 2. So sorry about that, yeah. Basically, I'm saying it doesn't hurt to try to make a sequel to everything. Like, I would love to see some, like, first I was saying, bam, we're going to come out with a sequel to Frozen 2. Right, Frozen, I meant, a sequel to Frozen 2, my bad. Bam, we're coming out with a sequel to Inside Out. And basically, I would look forward to that. Now, I think Pixar was part of this. Hold on a second. Let me look that up real quick. Hold on a second. Sorry about this. Okay, Inside Out. Here it is, Inside Out. Okay, let's see here. It was made by Pixar. Pixar actually made these sequels before. Like, for example, they made a sequel on Toy Story, and look how successful that got. And they're coming out with a Toy Story 4 now. So why not try Inside Out 2? Because they had a lot of basic success, but they did have a little backlash where they released a movie, like, at least a tape for a movie, and then they had to cancel it, and that one was called Disney Pixar's Newt, and unfortunately, that one did not even come to theaters. We got, there was concept art and everything, like, then, unfortunately, it met end of being the first Disney Pixar movie to be announced and canceled. Anyway, let's not get to that. I'll get to that in another podcast, maybe. Basically, I'm saying Inside Out 2, that would be really cool. Why not have a sequel where, oh, we can make a major time jump and see Riley's family? Like, we could see Riley's children have their own emotion. Everybody came to speculation that, oh, Riley's adopted, and I actually don't really care, right? It's a character of a movie. It's a character. But that would be interesting to know. Then maybe they should bring that up if they would have to have an Inside Out 2. If Riley's parents were to say, oh, Riley, we should have brought this up to you earlier that you are adopted. We are not your original parents. It's like, oh, I saw, like, the Super Carlin Brothers brought up a very good valid point that say, how can parents with, like, just two different alcoholics have a child with blue eyes? I was like, I haven't thought about that. Like, say, if we haven't, so, when I saw that video, I was like, maybe they should have an Inside Out 2 where Riley's parents should say, Riley, we want to tell you that you're adopted, and basically we want to let you know that we know your birth parents or something like that, and that's something I would like to look forward to in the near future, because Disney and Pixar have done great with, like, sequels and stuff. Hey, they even came up with a Cinderella 2. That's Disney's side. They came up with Cinderella 2. And, like, oh, wait, did he came on? Some people were thinking, did they come on with that? Because I had never seen it on TV. They also came on with Cinderella 3, where everything messed up due to, like, a time twist or, like, some change in time. And they even came out with a Mulan 2. Like I said, I never seen it, because, it's not about on TV. And basically, I'm hoping to see them soon. But basically saying, would it hurt to do it instead of to? No. Because, maybe we could get more information into a backstory behind Riley, and maybe her being adopted. Okay, folks, that's all the time I have today for this podcast. Now remember, if you like this podcast, go check out my past episodes on my podcast channel. And go check out my YouTube channel, the Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery. Go check out my Instagram, Matt Avery of Arendelle. That's my Instagram. Go check out Matt Avery Disney on Twitter. And Mabes Avery on Snapchat. And remember, to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I am the Disney Enthusiast and Citizen of Arendelle for Life, Matthew Avery. I hope to hear you in another podcast, my friend.